Ah, I've been expecting you.
Hello, and welcome to Control-Alt-Wow, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making alts. My name is Aprilian. I'm on the Belgun server, and it is Sunday, February 4th, 2007. I have decided to kind of change the format of my podcast. I mentioned before that I decided to do a podcast because I love World of Warcraft and I wanted to bring to my fellow players my viewpoint, my way of playing, and just share it with you. There are a lot of podcasts out there that have a lot of good information. I listen to a bunch of them. The Instance, the Weekly Murloc, the Chronicles, World of Warcraft Chronicles. There's so many of them, and I enjoy listening to them. And I wanted to do something just to continue the experience of World of Warcraft, because I sometimes run out of podcasts to listen, and I imagine that other people must do that too. So I want to do little focusing with my podcast instead of trying to be a bad imitation of what other people are already doing so well. I just wanted to do my own thing. And so today's episode is going to focus on one of the things that I do that I don't hear about in other podcasts, and I would like to hear if anyone else does it, and I want to kind of explain how I do it, and that's dual boxing. There is a famous person, or famous in the Warcraft world, who actually does quintuple boxing. He has 5 characters and he does PvP, but what I do is just dual boxing, and I find it very enjoyable. I think that if you're one of those people who get bored with World of Warcraft, which I find it impossible to do even when I'm just playing one character on just my laptop, maybe dual boxing is something you might want to try. Now, just to explain, I included a picture of my setup in an earlier show notes, but just so you don't have to go back and dig that up, I'm going to include another picture. But I have a Mac Pro, and I say it's on my left. The actual Mac Pro is on my right, but the cinema display that's attached to the Mac Pro is on my left. And on my right, I have a MacBook Pro, and I have a KVM switch that connects the two of them together to a single keyboard. It's an IoGear KVM switch, which is also, it's a keyboard video mouse, but I use 2 separate monitors, so I don't use the video part. But it also is a sound, which is kind of nice, because when you're going back and forth, you can change the sound from whichever one you're meeting. And this is also a clue as to which character you're on, because sometimes you have different things that each character does, and you don't want to hit 8 on your rogue, which sends them to sprint, when you meant to hit 8 on your hunter, which makes them do a wing clip. Okay, so, and on the Mac Pro, I usually have my leading character just because the cinema display is much bigger and easier to follow. And then on my MacBook Pro, I have the following character. I usually have the following character, and I don't know why. There's no specific reason why I do this. It's just habit. Invite the leading character into group so that they're working together. And then the following character sets the loot for free-for-all, because you don't want one character to have to be the one to run up. You want any character that's convenient for you to be able to loot the mob that you've just killed. Then I make sure we all have the same quest. Oh, by the way, I use Fast Quest add-ons to keep track of my quests. I'll put a link to that in the show note, and they've updated it to the Burning Crusade, so that's really good. And then we go about and do our quest. Now, I have several different pairs. I have, right now, I'm focusing mainly on Belgun server. and I have 10 characters on each account. Of course, with dual boxing, I guess I should have mentioned that in the beginning, you do need to have two accounts. And I usually have three or four pairs that I focus on most of the time. I have Trishel and Millfire right now hanging out together. Sometimes Trishel is a level 42 hunter and Millfire is a level 47 hunter. And sometimes Aprillian is on Trishel's account, which, you know, this, you have to keep track of which account each character is on, because you can't play dual box with two characters on the same account, which is obvious. And I have, so I mix it up. They're not always together, but I do have some that stay together. For instance, Z and Prill, those were my two blood elves that I just created, and they're always together. I call them the twins. And right now, this week I started a new priest, a blood elf priest, because I want to make use of Z. Z has made a whole bunch of jewel craft and jewels, rings and necklaces. And I was just putting them in the bank and sending them to my alts just in case some other alts would need them. But there's way too many, and I think it's a great opportunity for an enchanter. I do have an enchanter, Rilia, who is level 38, but she is too high up for the things that Z is making. And I also wanted to make a tailor, so I thought, well, great. I haven't done a priest in a while. Blood Elf priest would be really easy, interesting because of the mana tap, and I decided to do that. So I brought out my Blood Elf, created a Blood Elf, and okay, so let's go into the section, what I'm going to call lower level. So I decided that I would follow a couple of characters of mine this week to go into the game and see what each character, each set is doing and how I'd use my dual boxing. It might give you some ideas if you want a dual box, or maybe you might want to discuss some better techniques that I'm using. You can send me email at controlaltwow@gmail.com. That's CTRLALTWOW at gmail.com. And let's go into the first level. I'm going to divide this into different levels. I don't have any high level characters. And my highest is a level 53, so I don't know if I will ever get into high level dual boxing. That's a lot more concentration than, you know, I'm ready to give. But let's start with my lower level, and then we'll go to lower mid level, and then upper mid level. And just to remind you that each of these sections are chapters, so if you're not interested in the chapter that I'm discussing and you have the capability on your MP3 player or you're listening on iTunes or some other player, you should be able to jump forward to the next section. Okay, so I made a Blood Elf Priest, and I always love the making character screen. It's very interesting and challenging. There's so many choices. I was gonna make a Blood Elf female. I like having females. I am female, but I really like the Blood Elf male hair. I love all the different ones. There's a couple ones that look kind of anime, and there was one with the hair and a top knot, and that's what I got for Creed. So I made a Blood Elf male, and his name is Creed, C-R-E-E-D, and I got him up to level 5, and he went to Falconwind Square. He got Power Word, which was that little diamond thing, and I really want to be a good priest. I love it when I'm somewhere around other people and a priest gives me a buff. I think that's just so priest-like, and so I think it's just a wonderful thing when you're sitting there and all of a sudden, and you get that sound, and you got your little buff, and you know, you feel a little bit stronger. And I always try to figure out who gave me the buff and say thank you. And so now that I'm a priest, I want to be a good priest, and I want to give everybody buffs. A couple of things I wanted to talk about before I go into exactly what Creed is doing. When you're setting up your first character, there's a couple of things I like to do. I like to go into the interface option, which is hit escape, and then interface options, and then hit the advanced option tab and show your right action bar, and immediately take your food out of your upper level of your action bar and move it over to the right. Yes, you can do it later on, and as you add skills or add spells or add stuff to your 1 through equal bar, you're gonna want to move your stuff, the other stuff, out of there. But it's better to start training yourself to use your food, and also I like to put my mini map tracking stuff and just everything about my pets and stuff over in the right hand bar, just to free up that first level. So, you know, just open up your interface options and chain and show your right action bar so you can use them. So I had a level 9 hunter that I was just using for as a bank or as a store in Silvermoon. I had sent her over there when I first created Prill and Z, and she had a whole bunch of lower level clothes and supplies. I think she also had some copper, and she gave them all to, she gave a lot of stuff to Z and Prill to get them going. But she was just sitting in Silvermoon, so I had her run over to Silverwing Square, and she's connected with Creed, and they're starting to quest together. Now, this week I've been doing something a little bit different with some of my alts. And I hate to admit that I was inspired by that level 70, I think it was a mage, the first level 70 over in France, the fact that he tagged some stuff and let other people get the rest for him, and he got the experience points. Now, I know this is something that's probably been going on a long time, and I know I think they call it power leveling, but I had Miasha actually follow behind Creed for a while and help him. Most of the time, if Creed was doing okay during these, the next quest in, I think it's Silvermoon Ruins, then I wouldn't involve Miasha, but I had her, you know, pick up the things when he was getting kind of low, and so I didn't have them actually group. And so Creed was able to change to level 6, and then he got Power Word Shield, which was kind of neat. Oh, and Creed gave out his first Fortitude, and he got a thank you, and he was very pleased. And I'm going to play a small clip from when I was playing Creed and Miasha, because I think it would be kind of interesting to actually have things that were going on in the game, in the park. Here it is. Okay, so I have Creed and Miasha in Silvermoon City. Needed a few quests. Picked up some quests at Fairbreeze Village. Creed is now level 25 tailoring. Dead Scar is a great place to get linen, but at the same time, I also checked all my alts and had them send him linen. I had one alt already in Silvermoon City. It's on the same count as Creed. Logged Creed off. Got Arantxa on. She traded all her linen to Miasha. Then Creed logged back on. And now he is up to level 25 in tailoring. And he's at the tailor in Silvermoon City, getting a couple of more recipes. He also found that the tradesmen in the bazaar sold a copper rod, and he was able to get the copper rod. But in order to get it runed, he needs some He needs some simple, some strange dust, which is kind of funny because strange, as you probably know, strange dust is really common. But I guess I have to find something green that he can disenchant that will get him simple dust. I haven't found the enchanting vendor because sometimes the enchanting vendor actually has simple dust. I'm gonna go back over to the tradesman who sold him the copper rod, strange dust, and see if he has strange dust for sale. But nope, he doesn't. Okay, well, you know, there is an enchanting vendor in the city, but I think I'm gonna hold off and let them go back out. And, oh, but Nyasha has she has that party. The party never ends. So she needs the Sun Touch Special Reserve, which is in the inn. In the inn in Silver Moon City, but not the main, not the first inn you encounter when you come into the city. So we're gonna go and find that inn by Murder Row. I'm gonna go get that. Now, she's already picked up the fireworks, which she got at Fairbreeze City. And Creed is not eligible for that. I guess you have to be level 9 before you can get it. But I wonder if he can get the special reserve. Nope, he can't get the special reserve either. So we'll have to come back. So these items only show up at the vendor.
Keep your wits about.
If you have the quest. So basically, if you have a bunch of green stuff and you need to disenchant, getting the lower level alt to be an enchanter, I think, is a great idea. I always feel just a little tiny guilty about vendoring green items. I love these arcane guardians that roam Silver Moon City, and they are the equivalent of the broken ones that you have to get the crystals from in Silver Moon Ruins. It's kind of neat to see the two contrasts. So I think I'm gonna leave Creed and Miyasha in Silver Moon City for now. They have a few quests, but if they stay where they are now, they'll get rested. And one of the quests that Miyasha has tells her to go to the place where she needs to get the pet quest. So that's gonna work out really well for her. She'll get out there, she'll get the pet quest, and then she'll be level 10 by the time she gets to, let me see the name of that place. My map yet. You know, that's one thing about having alts is that you sometimes forget which alt knows what. And I believe it is Farstrider Village. I know that because there's a Farstrider Square in Silver Moon City, and for some people it can be confusing when you have both names. But I think that's enough of Creed and Miyasha. We'll go on to the next level. Okay, Prell is a level 16 hunter, and she has Ikki as well. And Z is just dinged 16, and he's the rogue. And I have them all set up, and we are in Southern Barrens. Z is following Prell. Oops. I just accidentally clicked on one of those guardian healers for Z, which is okay. He's got plenty of them. It's one of the things they can get from being a jewel crafter. And the stone guardian heals Z and then dies. But that was okay. Sometimes when you're macroing, you do hit the wrong keys. Especially when, sometimes when you're dual boxing, you hit the wrong keys. So that's part of the hazards. But they are currently doing Tribes at War and Consumed by Hatred. These are bristleback quests, or what I like to call pig quests, because they're those like razor mane type people. And Prell is in the lead with Ikie. Ikie is now at level 17, which is nice. She just got him at level 16. That's the elite quest that you get in Crossroads. So they're running through Southern Barrens, and they're going to go, they were at Camp T. Now, there are several areas of bristlebacks around Camp T. There are two main ones directly across the road from, or behind Camp T, behind the where the forge is, and that one building that's across from the inn. But if you go out towards the Gold Road and go across the street and get past these thunder lizards and the dragon hawk, the dragon serpents, they're not hawks, they're serpents, and go over to what is called, I think it's actually called, I think it's actually called Bristle something. I'll tell you in a second. There are many more bristlebacks to kill. And it makes it a lot easier to get the geomancers. The two areas directly behind Camp T have very few geomancers, and the ones that are there are right behind a bunch of mobs, and so you have to get through them. But Bramble Scar, that's what it's called, Bramble Scar. And if you have coordinates, it's at 5056. But this is a much easier place to, so I'm gonna get this Storm Snout. One of the things I like that we've been enjoying about this area of the Barrens is that Prell is also trying to get her leather working up, and so she can be my next expert artisan leather worker. I think she's going to go for dragon scale. And so we've been killing a lot of mobs and skinning them. Skinning is good. Okay, so we're going to go over here, and oh, I guess somebody else got my, there's a lot of blood elves in the Barrens, including these two. Okay, so, send Ikki on that one, and do my mana tap, and then I double click over to Z and let him do a mana tap. So most of my mobs, this is a Thorn Weaver, which is I guess like a mage because it has mana. getting those bristleback quill boars because you have to get 60. Z has 40, Prill has 30. So we need two more Thorn Weavers and a whole bunch of Geomancers. Let's see if I can find some more Geomancers. There's another Thorn Weaver. Of course, we always try to go for the ones out in the clear area first. And let's do our mana tap. And she's down. Here's a hunter. We don't really need the hunter. But there's two things. These mobs are either 17 or 18. So they're giving Z and Prill good experience. Although both Z and Prill are no longer rested, and they have the quill boars, and wool, which right now wool is in high demand on the auction auction house, but Prill and Z want wool because they want to go to each city, Overmar, Thunderbluff, Undercity, and get all those points for turning in honor. So we're trying to get as much wool as possible. It's another hunter. Now, for the most part, Z just kind of hangs back, but if things get sticky, or like this hunter got away, Z stopped to chase another hunter, and so Pearl stopped to chase another hunter, so I sent Z after that loot, which sometimes Z is able to get back up loot. Sorry, my dog is barking. He doesn't understand that mommy's doing a podcast. Thorn Weavers. So now we're gonna go look for some Geomancers. And like I said, Bramble Scar is good because it's a wide area, you can run into it. And you can find some Geomancers pretty easily. And I think I see one. Ah, yes. And we'll give it the little mana tap on both Z and Prill. And Z's gonna fire. There we go. Pretty good. So that gives you an idea of what Z and Prill are doing. We'll get back to them a little later on and check on their progress. I have to admit that sometimes you get alts that you like a little bit better than the others, and when that happens, sometimes your other alts get neglected. Right now, Z and Prill are my favorite alts. They're Blood Elves, and they're, you know, doing new things, and I'm really enjoying playing them together. They work very well together. I like the Rogue Hunter combination for dual boxing. And I like the fact that Z is doing jewel crafting So that means that sometimes if he gets overwhelmed, and he can drop down one of those stone guardians, and Prell can leave him to his own. And I think that brings us to the segment, to the end of the lower mid-level segment. Now I'm going to go to my next combo. Okay, now I'm going to focus in on what I'm going to call the upper mid-level. The 40 to 50. I have two alts, 42 Hunter and a 47 Hunter in Lethlaw Ravine, and their goals aren't to power level. Their goals aren't to do anything fancy. They're just collecting leather and making money. I often hear people ask, how do you make money in World of Warcraft? And I never really focused on it too much, because it seems like if you follow a lot of the quests and you do the training for certain skills like blacksmithing and leatherworking, you will eventually get a recipe that is a blue, and you can put it on AH. And just as you're going along, yeah, you're going to spend money on equipment repair, you're going to spend money on training, but you're also going to end up saving money, or just, you know, getting money if you just keep grinding away. And every time I've gotten an alt to 40, I've had just enough money, although in the beginning I did have someone help me once, so I can't take all the credit. But anyways, let's get to Trishel and Realfire in the Badlands. Okay, I have Trishel and Realfire. They're in Lethlaw Ravine, and Trishel is a level 42 Hunter. Realfire is a level 47 Hunter. They both have pets. Realfire has Ikie, and Trishel has a Shadowmoor Panther that she's brought to level 42, and Realfire has brought Ikie to level 47. They are in the valley with the Scorched Guardian Elites. These are Dragonkin, and we currently have a 45 in target. Trishel is sending out her cat and marking him. Realfire is sending out Ikie, and Trishel does the first damage, our first strike, so she marks the Scorched Dragon. And now Realfire fires as well, so they're both firing. Just hitting him with a combination of arcane shot, concussive shot, aim shot. Doing a DOT with Serpent Sting. And he's down. And Trishel has got 956 experience points. She has to heal her cat, because the level 42 cat is the target of the damage. And now I put Realfire on follow. Trishel loots. Realfire skins, and Trishel sees some fire bloom, and she's gonna go over and grab that. Oh, but there's an elite there, another 45, and here she goes. She sends the cat out. I move Realfire over a little bit and send Ikie. Trishel puts a hunter's mark on him and does an aim shot. Realfire follows up with a concussion and a DOT, a serpent sting. Trishel follows up with hers, her aim shot, concussive shot. The aim shot packs a lot of punch, but it's not really good if the mob is coming towards you. And Dragon is down. And Trishel got... ...912 experience points for that one. She looted, got 3 silver and 60 copper. And real fire skins. And gets thick leather. Real fire's back on follow. Trishel picks a fire bloom. It's a very good system. The two of them compensate for what the other one doesn't have. And of course, you know, real fire isn't getting an experience doing this. But she stays rested. So this works out for both of them. Love to hear how anyone else does it, and if you have any questions, you can always email them to controlaltwow@gmail.com. And I'd like to mention a few things before I end the segment of this episode. Last week I talked about selling your manufactured goods, and the example I gave was that linen. And if you manufactured it using first aid and a heavy linen bandage, it actually sells for 20 copper, whereas linen itself sells for 13 copper. So you're actually losing 6 copper. But if you're manufacturing it anyways to level up your first aid, then you know you might as well sell it if you don't use them. A couple other things I wanted to mention. Now, I use some add-ons, and my favorite all-time add-ons, especially if you have alt, very necessary, is called Characters Viewer. Now, this had been broken since the upgrade for Burning Crusade, but now it's back, and it's on cursedgaming.com. I'll include the links in the show notes. What it does is it lets you see what's in your alt bag, your alts. Bags. I used that today to get stuff for Creed to disenchant, and I could check everybody's bag, and it's really great. And if you have alt, you really need this one. The other thing I discovered is that leather workers who have chosen a specialty, there are 3 specialties, elemental, dragon scale, and tribal, can now unlearn one of the specialties and go back and choose another specialty. Of course, it's going to be kind of difficult going back on some levels, but that's a nice thing before you were stuck with your one specialty. I think I'm going to take Real Fire over to the tribal worker and unlearn tribal leather working and see what happens if she goes to elemental. I got some emails, and I got one email from Jason, and Jason says, "Hi, I'm on your server and I want to join your guild, and I love the cast." Thank you, Jason. He is really in now on Balgun, and I sent him some bags and some supplies. And anyone that PSTs me on Balgun server, I'll send you something and help you out. We're not an active guild, but we do a few things together. And my other email I received was from Klar, that's K-L-A-R-R, a hunter on the Sentinels server, I believe. And he said, "I listened to your last 2 shows today and enjoyed them, except one thing which infests many podcasts and I find intensely annoying. Please consider not playing music the entire time you're talking. It is distracting, and I'm sure the show would be much more pleasant to listen to if music is used as flavor rather than all the time." Well, thank you very much, Clark. I will try to see if I can do that. I guess I'm just used to playing music in the background. Maybe I'll lower it, and we'll see if that works. And I got one other email from Linked Slayer on the Firetree Realm. Linked Slayer had a lot of good questions. He wanted to know how to use dual wielding and how to make money quickly or in a fast amount of time, whether blacksmithing or mining, and where is the best place to level up gnomes, warlocks, dwarf hunters, and dwarf warriors. These are all really good questions, Linked Slayer, and I would really love to answer them, but those just aren't my area of specialties. I would suggest you try Thoughtbot, or there's a couple of other podcasts out there that do kind of answer those kind of questions. If I come across any information, I'll forward it to you. And just want to say thanks for writing, and I would love to get more email, especially about dual boxing or any of the other subjects I discussed today. This brings us to the end of this podcast on dual boxing. I hope that I was able to show you give you an idea of what dual boxing is for me. I'd love to hear from other dual boxers, or if you have any questions about dual boxing. I think that it really brings an extra element to the game, and there's so many ways you can play World of Warcraft. I find it very sad when I hear about someone who is bored playing World of Warcraft because there's just so much to do and so many ways to mix things up. Dual boxing is just one of them. I am very much interested in doing some kind of interview in-game. Using Skype, I would like to meet up with someone at, say, Crossroads or anywhere in the game and have them kind of tell me what they're doing and how they're playing and what kind of setup they're using and their quests, and also what they think about the atmosphere of World of Warcraft or that particular spot that they're in. I think this would bring a nice little element to the podcast. So if you're interested in being on Skype with me and doing an interview for the show, please email me at controlaltwow@gmail.com. Shadowhand will be back next week doing a similar interview. We're going to try some PvP stuff too as well, since I haven't tried PvP that much, so it should be fun. And just to remind you that we have our website is at controlaltwow.blogspot.com. And if you get over to iTunes, give us a review, and also rate the reviews that are there now. And don't forget that dig.com has a special podcast section now, and we're on there. So if you could, what's nice about dig.com is not only can you leave a comment and a dig, but you can also dig and comment on individual episodes. I look forward to hearing from you next week. And for now, this is Aprilian.
May your blades never dull.